This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. For today's show, we thought we'd whisk you virtually to the beach, which is what we did a few summers ago when we decided to take our whole operation outside and record the show at Coney Island. The band They Might Be Giants met us there to play a special set of beach-themed songs, and we talked and listened to stories about all things beachy. I started off the day talking with the design historian Stephen Heller about one of Coney Island's most famous landmarks, the parachute jump.
Welcome to the beach, Stephen.
Hi, Kurt. Great to be here.
So there's a big, beautiful beach here with stone jetties and big piers and children digging and gambling across the sands. But when Coney Island was really built 100 or more years ago, it was something grander and special and singular, wasn't it?
Coney Island was the fantasy world. It was built on the model of the World's Fairs, which were the fairs that projected the future. The parachute jump is the Eiffel Tower of Coney Island. It was originally built for the 39 World's Fair for the Lifesaver Company, and it was in their entertainment zone. Entertainment was the thing that people wanted out of these fairs. So essentially what the Coney Island people did was they brought the most popular attraction to the beach.
So how does that work? I mean, you mentioned that it looked like the Eiffel Tower. It does. If the Eiffel Tower were sort of peeled down like a banana a bit, when that's working again, how will it work?
What happens is there are cables connected to the top of it, which flouts out. And people get on the parachutes on a seat. They're pulled up. Would make me very sick. And then once you reach the top, guess what? Dropped. And if all things work well, you float down to the bottom.
What's interesting is that today we have in modern resorts the kind of latter-day version of that, which are the parasail rides and the sort of parachutes where you're pulled along by motorboats. Where they're here, there's something really monumental and architectural that isn't going anywhere.
This was monumental, and it was exactly as you say. This was the next step after New York City. The great skyscrapers of New York City were rising higher and higher as Coney Island used that technology and brought it out to this here suburb.
So in its kind of leisure fantasy way, this was like a mirror image of the city that was rising 10 miles away.
It was the skeleton of the city, really. You know, it's all based in that turn of the century Victorian Art Nouveau sensibility that leads into the Industrial Age aesthetic that then goes into the Mechanical Age. All of that stuff is here, and this is a real wellspring for design as physical entity and as kind of mythology.
So unlike Disney World with its pseudo turn-of-the-century Main Street, the real thing is right here.
This is the real thing. You don't need to go to Disney World, Disneyland, or any of the other lands. Coney Island is it.
Stephen Heller, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kurt.
Stephen Heller is the author of several thousand design books, which you couldn't hope to read if you spent all summer reading them.